Rabbi Kalani is bringing Shalom for the Elam, whatever they want. Yeah. Holding that just a few days before Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, in certain circles, is mamish the greatest of all the Yomim Tovim. They say from the Divrei Chaim, the Tzan Zerov, that the greatest Yom Tov of the whole year is Lag BaOmer. So he meant something when he said that. It wasn't stam. Hayid was a Hayid who called Terekula Marshal Gedolei Peskei Hador. And when he said that Lag BaOmer is the greatest day of the year, he meant something, obviously something very deep, something whatever. Not that we can be teifus the godless and the oimik of the words of the Divrei Chaim. But the ma'aseh l'chol hapachas, we see the Lag BaOmer is a yom miyuchad, a day that's special, that has certain koiches and ruchnis that you can't be mastered, you can't gain or appreciate or grasp the rest of the year. So I saw Divrei Torah from Avram Tzvi Kluger, who lives in Beit Shemesh, and he describes the Inyan of Soid, the Inyan of Torah HaSoid, that the Shem Bar Yochai was Megala. And he says the Inyan of Soid, Soid is HaTorah, the six of the Torah, Pnimi is HaTorah, doesn't mean Kipshutai, that just it means that there's a pshat in Torah, it's Ramesh, it's Drush, the Seidus, the deepest aspects and secrets of the Torah. Doesn't just mean the Chomer of Seidus HaTorah, learning Kisvei Ari, the Zayah HaKodesh. But Seid, the idea of Seid is much deeper than that. Because in every aspect of the Pardes HaTorah, pshat, Ramesh, Drush, Seid, the Seid in every single one of them, each one is comprised of the others. Maybe there's a Seid in Pshat, there's a Seid in Remez, there's a Seid in Drush, and there's a Seid in Seid. May a person can live in Seid Sa Torah, even the Elam of Pshat. Even the world of Pshat, if a person is holding in Pshat of Torah, he also could live in the Metzias of Seid Sa Torah, even in the Pshat itself.
But there's also a Pshat in Seid and a Pshat in Remez.
100%. So may a person can be holding in Seid, holding in Pshat in Seid. So may is also holding in Pshat. So it means, obviously, more than just the Chimer of the Inyan, the matter of Torah, but it means a person's Yachas to Torah. His yachas to Yiddish, his yachas to Rebbeinu, his yachas to his wife and to his kids and to his friends, and that's in of Soid. I'm trying to grasp a little bit. We might say some inyanim here, but we're going to try and explain it also in a way that's nagea all of us. That just like in Torah, there's Pardes HaTorah, there's four general halakim of Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, also in the neshama, and every single person, there's four general aspects of himself. We call the Nevesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya. So four madrigas of a person's Neshama. And the same way we find there's four general ways that the Ribbono Shel Olam also reveals himself to us. And says that Torah, they call the four partsufim or whatever it is, certain faces that Hashem Yisroch reveals himself to us. And each one's Mushrish, Neshem Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, these four aspects of a person's Neshama, four aspects of Torah, four ways the Ribbono Shel Olam Megala himself reveals himself to us, all Mushrish and the Isis HaTorah, the Isis of Shem Hashem. But Lamais, that's Mavur, it's explained. We're going to talk about this just to bring it down to our level also. But this is what it says, is that there's also on top of these four madrigas what they call the Kutzei Shel Yud. Every Yud, the halacha is a Yud, has a kutz, a thorn that sticks out from the Yud. And that Kutzei Shel Yud somehow represents a fifth madriga, a madriga El Yoyna, a certain madriga which is hidden away that we don't have much of a yachas to. And they say that's also the Sheirish, the roots of the Arba Kreis on Pesach. And fifth Kreis, Nogei Eliyahu HaNavi, because the fifth Madrega, the four Madregas we have here already, but the fifth Madrega, which is Lamailim and HaKoyal, that's Kreis Eliyahu, when he comes to Vaser, Melech HaMashiach, the Pshat is that then you'll be Zeichet to that fifth Kreis, the fifth Kreis, Kreis Eliyahu, She's a Madriga Yena Lamaila Min HaKol. And that Madriga is the etzem, the thing itself. The Ramah gives a mashal. The person has water and he pours water into four different cups, a red cup, a green cup, a blue cup, and a yellow cup. So when a person looks at the water from outside the yellow cup, so it looks like yellow water. Person looks at the outside of the cup from the red cup, some red glass inside looks like it's red water. So each different is madrigas, nevesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, pshadim, b'jush, soid, there's four parts of him. Each one is a certain levush, certain clothing that exists on top of the etzem primis ha'inyan. But the inyan itself is the water. There's the water you pour into a blue cup, so it looks like blue water. You put water into a red cup, it looks like red water. But the water itself is the thing, what it is. Everything else is just a revelation, a certain gilui and a levush, a certain clothing where a person can mistakel at the primis ha'inyan, but only derech ha'levush. Mashenki, when the water itself comes out, you reach to the water, there's the primis ha'inyan, the etzem ha'inyan, the essential character of what that thing is. And that's the fifth madrega, the kutz shel yud, and in Torah, it's razei derazin, the secrets of the secrets, and the neshama, they call it the yechida. And there's the fifth madrega, l'mayim and ha'kreil, where all the other inyanim are just levushim, clothing for that higher inyan, and that inyan exists the yichud. And we'll discuss what it means the yichud. What does it mean exactly to be misyachid? The Ari HaKadosh talks about yichudim, to be pale yichudim. We don't know what these things are. Yichud Shemus, whatever. But there's also inyan of yichud that applies to every single one of us. We say the marshal net. Every person has a certain depth to him. Every single person has a certain aspect of himself which is then misgalat to everybody else. Certain primistic aspect to himself which no person has any sort of relationship to. And that you can't describe it, you can't talk about it, you can't tell somebody else what it is. Because it's something that exists above words. Words have limitations what they can describe. But the inner character of a Jewish soul is so great and so high and so lofty that certain you can't talk about it, you can't describe it. There's no words to describe a chlal. And every single person inside of himself, when a person hits a very deep emotion, it's not shaykh to describe it. That shaykh to somehow discuss what he's feeling. Certain machshavas that are so deep inside of himself that not shaykh to megalim luchutz. That aspect of himself is that aspect of yechida which exists only by him, where there's no other person or being that can understand. The depth of that relationship that a person has with himself, with the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no zar, nothing else could go in there. Rav Shishim Pinkus, one time I heard that he said over a mashal, not over a mashal, but mamash amirat ha'inyan, is that in the when we, on Leil Shabbos Kodesh, we sing Shalom Aleichem, and Shalom Aleichem at the end we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. Turn to the Malachim, Shalom Aleichem, Vayachem L'Shalom, Baruchuni L'Shalom. At the end we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. And there are those who don't say Tzeischem L'Shalom. But the standard Nusach Kinnir is Tzeischem L'Shalom. You say Tzeischem L'Shalom, you invite the Malachim in, come in, give us a bracha, and now go. What's so bad if the Malachim stay? Why is it that we're so makbid? Tzeischem L'Shalom, thank you for coming, and goodbye. So if Shishim Pinkus gave a mashal, mamish, it's a dover neira, it's an appreciation of Shabbos Kodesh. The mashal, if a person is a chasen nakala, and the whole wedding ceremony, sheva brachas, and it's mamish a build-up of getting engaged, the whole engagement process, and then you're getting ready, and you're preparing yourself, and you learn the halachas, you're growing, and then finally, mamish, the pinnacle of it all, go into the chuppah, have a kudeshesli, get married, gevaldik, you go back, there's a chedi yuchur. Chedi yuchur, when the mice of the nesun, pashtas is chal, finally takes effect in the chedi yuchur. You just imagine the chos and the kal together in the chedi yuchur, and somebody comes out of the closet, oh, how are you guys doing? Very terrible thing. Because the matzah of yuchur, no one else belongs there. And the matzah where there's a chosin and kala, and they're together for the first time in a room, and somebody comes out of the closet, and there's somebody else there to steer to the yichud. La halacha is not a yichud, and in ruchnis is not a yichud. The pshat is that in the matzah of yichud, of that mamish pnimistik akesha between chosam and kalam and mamela, the same pnimistik akesha exists between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. No one else belongs there at that point in time. If anybody else is there, if there's any other being there, that ruins the yichud. It's a mokum of privacy, the depth of the relationship between us and Hashem Yisbach, us, the Kala, Hashem, the Chas. If Malachim are there, it's inappropriate. It's not their place. It's a matzav of Yichud. And the matzav of Yichud with us and the Ribbono Shel Olam and Leil Shabbos Kodesh, where it's Klai Yisrael and Hashem Yisbach, the Malachim don't belong there. It's like having somebody come out of the closet in the Chedah Yichud. Pshat is that this is not your place. Right now, it's us and Hashem Yisbarach, that Yichud, that Kesher, that Pnimis Tikkun and Siachsus that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing else belongs, and not even Malachim. We welcome them in, and then we say, now it's time to say Kiddush, and now it's time to leave. The matzah of Yichud, of relationship between us and Hashem, is so private, and so deep, and so meaningful, that it's inappropriate for any other being to be there at that point in time. If I know the halacha is, then when the Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says, and no other ish, nobody else could be there. Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippur is the yichud again of Klai Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that yichud takes place davka by means of the Kohen Gadol's Avodah and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore in that is Siachsos, in that relationship that exists between us and Hashem and Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it can't be any other person in there. Ain't shan ish. There can't be any other person there. Because in that matzah of yichud, it's not appropriate anybody else should be there. And that depth that we have inside of ourselves, that's the soid that exists in us, the soid ke'ilu that exists by Hashem. And that relationship when our soid speaks to Hashem's soid, we have no levush, and he has no levush ke'ilu. When that we have that relationship, that's the yichud, that's the soid. If a person lives with that, he lives in the world of soid. And if a person learns Gan's Kisve Arizal, and knows all the Sefer HaMchal, and knows all the Kavanos from the Rashash. But if he doesn't live with that Yichud of him and Hashem Yisbarach in the Olam Pnimi, he also lives in the Olam HaPshat, and maybe not even in the Olam HaPshat. Soid means that a person's soid, who he is, his Pnimius, his inner feelings that exist inside of himself, that's only for Hashem Yisbarach, and he lives with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And living with the Ribbono Shel Olam means in every single aspect of our lives, we live with Hashem. We live with him, and my soid is together with Hashem Yisbarach, and when I live my life, I'll be that soid. That's the emes of soidus ha-teira, and that's lag ba'emer, Hashem ba'yachayz, megalo the soidus ha-teira, to live with that reality, we live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And nobody else belongs in that relationship to us and Hashem. So Rav Kluger, he when I met him, I spoke to him about a couple of things, and his marsh said, certain dvarim ro'yroim mamish. Elamayisah, a person, the inner of Yichud exists, this living up Yisrael exists in every single person's relationships in life. Talk about Ahava Sheina Tuliya B'davar. He said that a person, the Moshe, has to love his children for no other reason than the fact that they're his children. Once you say, I love my children because, then you already not have a Yichud with them. Yichud means not I love him because, or I love my daughter because, or I love my parents because. Because once you add the because, that means you don't love them, you love a certain levush that they have. Right? If I love my kid because he's smart, so I couldn't care less about him, I love him because he's smart. The pshat is, that's a levush. He is who he is, plainly, Reuven. Reuven is Reuven, and an aspect of Reuven is that he's intelligent. Another aspect of Reuven could be that he's funny. Another aspect of Reuven is that he's geshmak to be around. So a person loves Reuven because he's geshmak to be around, he doesn't love Reuven. He loves the fact that he's geshmak to be around him. That's chaser in the yichud. That's chaser in a relationship that a person has with another, is that's dependent upon another inyan, and that's why he's misyachas to him. That means they don't relate in an oifen of yichud, they don't relate in an oifen of soid, they relate only in chitzonius, and lamashal, if that person lost his intelligence, or that son chalila lost his gishmakait, or that son lost his funniness, or whatever it is, then the ahav would go away also. That means there was no love for the child be'etzer. The love of the child was just because he had a certain chitzonius aspect, and I love the chitzonius. If a person is holding that madrega, then he missed the whole inning of what it means to have a hava for a child. A hava for a child means because that's my child, and that's it, and that's the only reason why I love him. And if he does this wrong, he does the other thing wrong, he does this thing right, the other thing right, it's not maila umayrit. It doesn't make a difference bechlal in my love I have for my son, because I love my son not for what he does or what he doesn't do, but because of the fact he's my son. And it's negay, a person's friend, a chaver. If a person enjoys having a chaver because he has a certain thing, so then that's not his chaver. Then he loves a certain aspect that he has, or a certain benefit he might derive. But if a person loves another individual because he can get a certain benefit from him, then he doesn't love him at all. It's like tefillah. Person's davening to Hashem Yisbach. Person has a murdik, a tzara, a chalila. Person needs a parnasa. Person needs a refua. So he turns to Hashem, and he davenes to Hashem, Hashem a refua. Is he really being misyachas to Hashem Yisbarach? Is he relating to Hashem? He's not relating to Hashem. If he didn't have the tzara, he didn't have the davin, matov v'manoim would be even better. He's relating to himself. He's mesach to himself. I need a refuah. I want a refuah. So therefore, I go to the Mokar refuahs. I get to Hashem. I dab for him. He should give me a refuah. But am I being connected to Hashem Yisbarach? Am I being connected to Hashem? No. I'm being connected to myself. If I need a parnasa, so I'm connecting to my parnasa. If I need a refuah, I'm connecting to my refuah. The way I get my refuah and the way I get my parnasa is by davening to Hashem Yisbarach. But that's not being mesiachir with Hashem. That's being mesiachir with myself. But derech the Rebbeinu Shalom. The only way a person mesiachid biyichud mamish to the Rebbeinu Shalom is that you daven to Hashem just because he's Hashem. And the emes I have a person has to a spouse is also the same way. Because this person is my spouse and it's the only reason why it is. No other reason can use it. For example, if a person learns Torah, l'mashal, a person learns Torah because he has Seyach HaBura. And since he has Seyach HaBura, he has to prepare Shikol Torah. If he's learning Torah, in order to say the HaBura. Why do you want to say it's chabura? Either because, I don't know, he's getting a shteller, or because he wants to impress everybody, or whatever it is, or maybe it's Shem Shemayim, but we're assuming that right now. So a person does that, he's learning Torah. So when he's learning Torah, he's being Messiachas to Torah. He's not being Messiachas to Torah, he's being Messiachas to chabura. He's felt in his Yechud in the Torah Kadosha. If a person, no matter what it is, and we're always, somebody made a ha'aretz, that we're always living in a matzah of making a Hechsher Mitzvah. Person gets up in the morning, his maida ani so he can go brush his teeth. He brushes his teeth so he can go daven or whatever. He goes to daven so he can eat breakfast. He's breakfast so he can learn first seder. And first seder so he can go down mincha. And down mincha so he can go to the second seder. And the second seder he should go ahead and go home and put his kids to sleep. His kids sleep so he can go back to learn second to the night seder. Learn second seder on maya. He davens maya so he can go back home. And maya he never did anything. Because everything he was doing was just to get to the next step. And therefore, did he ever relate to anything he was actually doing? No. Because everything he was doing was just in order to get to the next step. So Mel, his yichud, with the thing that he was doing at that point in time, was lacking. I remember the Shiva, Rabban Shachter Shlita, by Brises, he used to send me around sometimes when people were taking pictures, and he would make me tell him to stop taking pictures. So Arendav, go tell him to stop taking pictures. All right. You gotta stop taking pictures. Why? I don't know. The Shiva said. I said, if I want to take pictures, I'm just telling you, the Shiva said I had to take pictures. It happened many, many times. Until finally, one time, Shabbos day, I was with the Rishiva at his house. I decided to get the courage to ask him. And I asked the Rishiva, I said, why is it that the Rishiva is so against taking pictures at the Simchas? So bad if a person has a picture of a bris, so bad. So he said, pshat's like this. He said that, what's a pshat in taking pictures? Nowadays, he says, no, nowadays nobody ever goes anywhere. Because when you're there, you're just there to take pictures, to look at the pictures when you're done. Said, if you want to go and enjoy a chasana, your kid's chasana. So you take it, you want to enjoy it so much, you take pictures so it should remain forever. The way you make a chasana remain forever is not taking pictures and putting them in your sock drawer, putting them in your album, and putting it on your coffee table. You didn't make that live forever. You want a chasana to live forever, so when the chasana is going on, be there when it's happening. If you're there when it happens, so then you'll be a part of the chasana. But at the time of the chasana, you're taking pictures, so make it last forever, so you're never there to begin with, so how can it last forever? He said, Rabbi Nadav, I have a shayla for you. Do you think when Mashiach comes and the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt and the Kohen Gadol that goes to Kodesh HaKadoshim, I want to know when he opens up the curtains on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, think there's a bunch of people with pictures going like this, snapping pictures of when he goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Is that going to happen? I said, no. He said, why not? Because that's not the place taking pictures. Be there when it happens. If the Kohen Gadol is there when it happens, so then he lives it forever. If when your kids are getting married, you're at the chasana, so you're be at the chasana. And if you're having a bris, so be at the bris. Don't be busy taking pictures and posing for pictures to make it last forever, because you can't make it last forever if you're never there in Mitzchila to begin with. It means that we have to relate to what's going on now, and not to relate to what's going on now in order that I could relate to it later in a photo album. But it's a ma'idika emik to it. Be there. Be mesiachid with it. Unite with that action that's going on. And by means of that, then it lasts forever. My good friend Eli Levy told me a Murtika pshat this morning. That it says, it's on his own pshat here from Fargi from Toronto. And he said like this. It says in the pasuk by Matan Torah, it says, Ve'yesham. Go onto the har, go onto Har Sinai Ve'yesham and be there. So he said, what does it mean? Go onto the har and be there. And be there. If you're there, you're there. So he said, pshat is good for this. Go into the heart and be there when you're there. Because you can be there, but you can also not be there at the same time. You can be there on the har, but you can also be thinking about something else, be busy with something else. Tell me today you're trying to talk to somebody. You know, there's Kael from Los Angeles of Bar Grade, and he told me, I asked someone to him about saying a shir for nashim, for women. And he said, you should just know when you say a shir for women, you make a much bigger impact than when you say a shir for men. So I said, why? He said, because when you say a shir for men, you can talk for about 2.5 minutes, and then immediately afterwards are busy emails and texting, and the other guy is texting the other guy. And Mamela, nobody ever listened to you anyway, so it's not even such a big deal if you said something wrong. But if you say a shir to women, so everybody's listening to you, so you better be careful, make sure you say it. And he meant it seriously. He wasn't making a joke, he meant it. What's up, Shad? Is that nowadays you go to a shir, but where are you when you're getting the shir? You're in China, importing whatever. Or you're in, I don't know where you are, or you're in at a basketball game on your phone, or I don't know, wherever you might be, but you're definitely not at the shir. So you could be at the shir and be not at the shir all the exact same time. And the pshat is that we're not misyachid with anything. We don't unite with anything. We don't relate to anything. We're so busy thinking about something else that there's no yichud b'klal. We don't live with soid. We live only in the chitzonis. We live only in the outer superficial world because only that place is superficially. But if you live it and you're real and it's soid and you live the soid of the inner misyachs, what's going on, that lemaisa, that makes all the difference in the world. That's what means Shem Bayuchai. Don't be there at the chasna in order to take pictures and keep the pictures forever. And don't be at the bris to take pictures. And don't learn Torah in order to say chabura. And don't daven so you can go eat breakfast. Because once you're doing that, then you're not b'chlal relating to what you're doing, you're not being misyachin with it, and you miss the whole boat. That's in of soid. Where your soid meets the soid of what you're doing, your secret, your pneumius is relating directly to the pneumius of what's going on. And that only happens if you're there when it happens. Ve'yei sham. Be there. Go into Har Sinai, ve'yei sham. And be there. Be there when you're there. Don't be somewhere else. Be there when you're there. But every single person also has a yichud mitzad himself. Every single person has a depth to him. Now, Chacham Yaakov Hillel said last night, he said that he thinks that a person only uses 15% of the keiches that he really could use in his life. He said that means 15% of your intelligence, 15% of your gufnistic capabilities, 15% of your spiritual capabilities. That's what a person uses in life. That means 85% of a person's keiches don't ever get used in his life. And the pshat is because we don't know who we are. We don't relate to who we are. We're so busy doing other things, relating to others, that we never actually relate and understand b'chlal who we are. I was learning last night at Sefer Torah Avram with the Chavrusa David Siegel, and there he starts talking about how a person, l'mayis, could take many actions in his life. A person can do many things, say many things, and b'chlal never pay attention to the sources. I love people are doing emails as we're talking about it. So the pshat is that a person can take actions and go and make actions and do things, do actions and say things, but they're ever realizing where those actions were coming from. The source of where he's really coming from. For example, you know, there's certain people who are very insistent that they're very macro on principles. Right? Very macro on principles. Sometimes speaking to somebody. And a certain person was very makbid that this person who was giving him a hard time should not get any COVID. He was a certain Indian, he was going to be mechubid, he was going to be honored by a certain thing. And this guy did something mean to the other guy, to a friend of mine, and therefore a person that I knew, not a friend of mine. And this person said, it's a chutzpah neir, having been chabit such an individual, it's terrible, it's mamash al chutzpah. And he called it the person who were honoring them, it's usr, it's terrible, he's a horrible person. So then, a year later, after this guy apologized, whatever, no longer was causing problems, he got honored by another event. So I called up this guy and I said, you made a very big deal last time, and that he did such horrible things, he did Averas, and he was Mevazah people, did terrible things, and he's getting honored again. Don't you want to do something about it? He said, no, he apologized to me. So what's the guy doing anything? You're macking on the principles. If you're macking on the principles, so then the principles, if he's nice to you now or not, or he gave you money or whatever he did, what's it got to do with the fact that he's a bad guy, he's a Russian, he's a mavish, whatever it is that he does, what's in it get? The pshat is it by him, it's the principles he's being makbid on. What's he being makbid on? Himself. He did something mean to me, right? And the guy probably had no musik, but had no idea that that's what was driving him. But his inner core was driving his own egen agaiva, his midas rights, and the fact that this person offended him. But as far as he was saying b'chitzonius, and it could very well be he himself believed it, that what he was being makbid on was the principles. And principles are a wrong thing. So that means a person's own personality, his own panemius, he has no sort of relationship to understanding what is driving him, what's pushing him in life. What's pushing him? What's driving him? What's causing him to take action? And a person not sensitive, is not ma'ayin into who he is, into his panemius, not only is he not misyachid to events happening in his life, he's not have a yichud to events and actions that he's doing. He has no yichud to his family, to his friends, to his children, to his spouse. He also has no yichud with himself. He doesn't know who he is either. He doesn't know what's driving him, what's pushing him. Why is he doing the certain actions that he's doing? And if a person can't do that, then he doesn't even know who he is. He's also not doing anything. He can't relate to anything because he doesn't know who he is b'chlal. So we have to take the time to try and understand ourselves. To understand ourselves, where we're coming from, why are we doing what we're doing, why are you taking actions that we're taking? Because if you don't understand who you are, then there's no hope ever, ki hu zeh, for a person to have any sort of real relationship with Torah, with Avedis Hashem, with the Ribbono Shel, with his family, with his spouse, because he doesn't know who he is either. It has to be your side relating to somebody else's side. And when your side, you have no shaykhs to your side, and you live only in your own superficiality, so mainly you can't ever have any sort of meaningful relationship to anything in life either. The way a person does that, the Eitzah from Tzaddikim, when a person is able to relate to himself and to push himself further to live in his own side, to a certain avadas, avadas, limud hamusar, when a person understands the various character traits, but I know a lot of blindy musar are big bali gaiva also. And the maisa, because a person can be so convinced that he's so into the fact that they have such a good understanding of themselves that gufa calls them to be bali gaiva. So another Eitzah, not this is a better Eitzah, a different Eitzah, is the Eitzah, Kiyidua, that Reb Nachman was very involved in his Beididus. His Beididus means, it doesn't mean the person has to go to a field and whatever. His Beididus means that a person takes time to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person takes the time, you know, there are certain times in my life, certain Mekemes HaKadosh I went to, I felt like in that Mekem Kaddish, being a certain Mekem Kaddish, sort of opened up my heart, where I could finally express myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam in certain areas, and I was able to learn many things about myself I never knew before. If you look in Pachad Yitzchak, in the Igros Uksavim, I have to find it. I found it many times. Actually, Yossi Wexler actually showed it to me, and it's Rabbi Wexler's brother, and it says in there that when he went to the cave of the Maral, if you ever have a chance to see it, it's Ma'amish Adavr Neira. If you ever to see it, how he explains it. He went to the cave of the Maharal Prague. And then there he talks about how he just started crying. He started crying. And in there, when he was crying, it's very, to see how he writes beautifully, but he was a very deep emotional individual. I mean, whatever, he was one of the Gedolei Hador. So Rav Huttner writes in there that he was able to, all the tears that are flowing from his eyes, he was able to identify where those tears started. This tear started when I saw these Yisraimim. At that point in time, my heart wasn't open, and I couldn't cry at that point in time. And these tears came from these Aniyim ve'Avyonim who didn't have what to eat and they were starving. And these tears came from when I thought and remember the people I knew before the war and how it passed away. And he said all those tears bottled up inside of him. They finally came to the cave of the Maral, and in the Zchus of the Maral, his heart opened up and all the tears just came pouring out of his eyes. Sometimes it takes to go to a Makom Kodesh. Sometimes it takes to manage to be a Mekemes HaKadosh when a person's lay finally opens, able to express and able to relate to what's going on inside of himself. Finally let it all out. When a person speaks to Hashem Yisbarach, when a person speaks to a Tzaddik, when a person speaks to his Rebbe or whoever it is, very often we're way too, I don't know if the word is apprehensive, I'm not sure if that's the right word, but Lamayas, you're always afraid you're going to be judged. He's afraid he's going to think you're a wacko if you say certain things. So Mela, those things end up just staying in the bottom of your heart and they never get expressed, they never deal with them. And you remain a wacko, or whatever it is. But when a person goes to Mekemes HaKadosh, a person goes, speaks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam already knows what's going on. Hashem Yisbarach already knows what's going on in the pnimis of your lev, pnimis of your heart, pnimis of your mind, pnimis of your machshavos. So the person sits there and speaks to Hashem Yisbarach without any particular nosach, taking no actions, and a mokim quiet when there's nobody around, the person takes the time to convey himself and speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Doesn't mean he has to say major tefillahs, than say chidushei Torah, whatever. Pshat is that a person goes and lets his heart open and lets everything inside of his heart, his feelings, his worries, his concerns, his issues, and pours them out before Hashem Yisbarach. And they blow, they bottle up and they come out and out and out until a person realizes who he is. When the soid comes out, when the soid comes out of the individual, he realizes where he is, he realizes where he's coming from. And only then, when a person's soid is in his gala, his soid comes out, then a person can tackle it properly, relate to everything else that goes on in life. Because if a person doesn't have a connection with his own soid, then he can't have a connection with anything else. A person opens up his heart and says, Rebbeinu Shalom, whatever it could be, I have this issue, I don't know how to deal with it. And I have this chesed, my avodas Hashem. I can't catch up, and I daven, and I can't catch up, and I learn, and I can't wake up on time, and I don't wake up with simcha, and whatever it is a person does. And I have atzos, and I have atzos, and I'm depressed, and I have this issue, and that. And we all have tons and tons and tons of issues. Tons of issues that if we don't ever talk about them, we don't even bring them up, we probably don't even realize how many issues we have. I heard one time from Tzvi Meir Zilverberg in Yerushalayim, he said over one time that a person's midas, a person's avodas Hashem, is nimshal to a garbage heap. And he said, you go to a garbage heap, the ma'isa smells bad. When you start peeling off the layers, it gets worse. You peel off more, it gets worse and worse and worse. And he said, the mashal is that when a person is not introspective, a person never opens up his heart and delves in to see what's in there, so he knows there's something bad down there. But then when you start to go ahead and peel it away, he goes, wow, I didn't know how bad it was. And you peel even more, and you peel even more, and you go deeper and deeper, and realize how certain things you thought you were holding in a certain madrega, we're holding in madregas and avoid, and realize that the whole thing was gebaitan to usim, the whole thing was built upon stam gaivin, taivas, and whatever, bakosh, sakovin, or divas, sakovin. And if we never pull it away, we don't realize what's really down there. Rishon Volba said, I saw in a sefer in Ali Shur, he says that he has so many talmidim, when they start learning Musar, start getting involved in self introspection, they come to him and say, Rabbi, I used to be such a good person, and now mamish. I keep on falling my dragas, and every week I feel like I'm going lower and lower and lower. And Rav Volba said, it's not true. So you're getting much higher. Just never chapped where you were before. Stop shouting, you're getting worse. You're getting much better. But until you learn Musa, until you're introspective, until you went down to realize where you were coming from, you thought you were tzaddik because you didn't know where you were holding. You didn't know what was really driving you. And then Eitzah, to be misgalit in his galit, person's own personal soid, to come out, his bayit is limud hamus or whatever it is, but if a person taka never does in an honest and sincere way, who's mevakish from Hashem Yisbarach to help him find that pnimius of himself, what's driving, what's pushing him, where is he going, where is he coming from, what's really driving all the, what's really pulling all the cords of his soul? Unless a person does that, he doesn't have the soid, and if he can't relate to anything, mamish in the derech of soid. And all that comes, the relationship, the kutza shel yud, Akuma Kesa, Yechida, whatever you want to call it. But Lamaisa, that Madrega of a person's being, the Pnimis he has, and relationship and Derecha Pnimis, and everything around him, comes Davkin as Chusar of Shem Bayuchai. Shem Bayuchai was known as Magala Saitis HaTeira. And like we said before, Saitis HaTeira doesn't just mean learning Kisvei Ari or learning Zaya, Kodesh, or Tukuni Zaya, whatever. What Pnimis HaTeira means, that you live with Pnimis. You live with your Pnimis, and you relate to the world in Pnimis, and Misyachid with things of this world. And that comes through Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai. And the fires that we burn, or people burn, people burn on Lag BaOmer, is a pshat, it's a hint, it's a display, it's an expression of the fire that burns in every Jewish soul. And that pnimius that exists down below, if a person digs deep enough, he finds that fire inside of himself, longing for Hashem Yisbarach. And that fire, Lamaisa, burns, and that's how a person zoicha attack it to all the madrigs in the Beit Hashem. That fire is Rishon Bayachar, is a megala that exists in all of us. There's a story that in the Gemara, that when they got to Yavne, certain of the Tanoim, I forget who it was, he said, eventually the Torah is going to be forgotten. Torah is going to be forgotten. That was the psalm. Torah is eventually going to be forgotten. And Rishon Bayachar still said, Chalila, Chas V'Shom, whatever Lashon uses, the Torah will never be forgotten, because the Pasuk says, Ki loy, and he said, therefore, Lamais said, turn up, you forgot, it's a pasuk, he loy sishachach mi pi zarei. And Lamais, you take Seifi Tevis, the end letters of ki loy sishachach mi pi zarei, it's oisi sichai. Because Shimba Yechai was saying, the Torah is not going to be forgotten, mi pi zarei, it's in the zera of Yechai. The last letters of that pasuk, the pshat is because he knew that he is Megal, the soid of every Jew. The soid that exists in all of us, soid exists in Torah, the soid that exists in our relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. And that soid, Shem Bayechai knew, that soid never goes away. Ki lois yishachem mipi zarei. The pshat is that I am here. And he could give the Havtocha. Because Shem Baruch was able to be yoyred, to understand the depth of every single yid, the depth of the Yiddish and Neshama, and he knew that through that depth, that fire that burns inside of all of us, will never be forgotten. Say one Maisa, I heard this from Moshe Wolfson, Adavr Neira Ma'id. We're going to say it, Bekitzer Nimrats, because we don't have time. I've said it over before, but Mamish, I'd say Adavr Neira. Is that the Gemara in Bracha says, there's a machlaikis over there, whether or not Ma'irv is a chayvar or not. Machlaikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Ram Gamliel. And the Gemara starts off, there was a certain Talmud who went to Ram Gamliel, and he said, Rabbi, Is Ma'ariv a choyva or rishos? Is that a choyva? Are you required to daven Ma'ariv? Is it a chiyev? Or is it only a rishos? Optional. However you understand optional means. Rashi, Tosfos, Machlekesim. But is it a choyva? Are you required to daven Ma'ariv? Or is it just a rishos? Rav Gamliel Paskins, choyva. It's a chiyev. You have to daven Ma'ariv. So it says, Oisai Talmud, that student went to Rabbi Yeshua, who was second in charge. Went to Rabbi Yeshua, said, Rabbi, is chayva, is ma'ariv a chayva, or is ma'ariv a rishos? So, ma'ariv is a rishos. I heard Rav Gamliel just told me it's a chayva, and you told me it's a rishos. And from that statement, from that Talmud, he made a huge machlekes. They ended up, Rav Gamliel had to step down, Rabbi Kiva was going to become the Av Beis Din, or the Nasi, and he didn't do whatever. Eventually, they all became the same together, Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And ended up being, the psak ended up being, there was rishos, Rav Gamliel was retracted, and the ma'ariv Samar became a rishos. Have the long Gemara, Elisha ben Avuya, Elisha ben Azariah, all Gemara over there. And this end of the Gemara says, and that, oh, you say, Talmud, Rabbi Shim, by Yechai Haya. It's the end of the Gemara. Oh, it's a Mamish, a daf and a half, an omer and a half of this Maisa. Maiv is a Rishus or a Chayva, and Rabbi Shim, by Yechai. At that point in time, they called him, oh, you say, Talmud. But then he tried to make sure that Maiv did not end up becoming a Chayva. It's a Chayva, he's a Rishus. Oh. Making a whole big fight, a whole big ruckus, and Saif ended up being Gepaskind, Ma'ariv is a Rishos. So what's the whole Indian? Ma'ariv had to be a Rishos, a Chayva. Why was it so important? Why Davka Rishim Ba'yachai? So Rav Meir Wolfson says, a Muridik Apshat. He goes by Riches Medayik and all these different places. But he says like this, Tefillah is something that needs Biris. Tefillah, a person who knows to daven properly, needs to have clarity in his mind. Because they clarity. So the psak was, Ma'ariv l'maisa should be a rishos. Because Ma'ariv is nighttime. Nighttime is where Mr. Golis, katnis amoichim, smallness of a person's das. Memela, Ma'ariv really should have been a rishos. Ma'ariv, nighttime, tzchoshech, represents difficulties in spirituality, darkness. So you can't be mechayv a person to daven at night, because nighttime is not a place of clarity and briris of das. Rav Gamliel was the Nasi. Rav Gamliel was a great, 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 a descendant of David HaMelech. And Rav Meir Wolfson says, Rav Gamliel was trying to do when he's passing the Ma'ariv is a chayva, he was trying through his psak halach to make sure that the nighttime of Ma'ariv ended up having the same spiritual qualities as day. Until now, Ma'ariv was chayish, Ma'ariv was darkness and gullus and spiritually negative. And when he was passing the Ma'ariv is a chayva, what he was doing was saying that through his psak halach, he was creating the reality that the chayish was also going to become ur. The nighttime was also going to become day. And the briris, the clarity a person has during the day is going to have at night also, because all the cheshach and darkness was when it's hapik, switched around to become light again. And through that he's been passing, because he's a Nasi, a student of David, a descendant of David HaMelech, the Malchus based David, Mashiach would have come through that psak halacha, Mashiach would have come, cheshach would have become oyer, Mashiach would have come, tikkun ha'olam based on Mikdash Mashiach, and everything would have been great. And Rabbi Shimon Ba'yachai, he has a chreis in all of Klai Yisrael. Rav Shimon Ba'yachai, Rav Meisha Wolfson explains that Rav Shimon Ba'yachai knew there's neshomas that didn't yet come into the world. There's neshomas that didn't yet get their tikkun. And since those neshomas didn't get their tikkun, if Mashiach would have come then, those neshomas that didn't get to come into this world to perfect themselves would never have been zoicha to Mitzvah Mashiach. And the Rav Shimon Ba'yachai has a chrayas, a responsibility for all of Klai Yisrael. Since he has a responsibility for all of Klai Yisrael, he had to make sure that psak halacha, the ma'ariv zachayva, which would make Mashiach come, could not have come l'maisa. He had to stop it. Because when he stopped it, hagam, there would be 1,000 years more of Golis. And who knows how much longer Golis is going to be. But to save all the Yidden that didn't have their tikkun yet, it would not have been zoicha to make Mashiach, he had to make sure that psak halacha never happened. So Meir Shimon Ba'yachai went ahead, he made sure it didn't get to become a chayva. The whole big fight, the ruckus, politics, whatever it was, to make sure Mashiach would not come then, to make sure all those neshamas that were supposed to come until the world would have their tikkun, and every single Jew would have, it would be zeicha to Yemei Mashiach. So the Ma'aser, we have to realize Lag BaOmer, the Hilulah B'Shem BaYochai, the day of Pnimis HaTorah and Pnimis HaAveda. We have to realize for ourselves that there's a Pshat, Remej, Rus, Soy, to also have a Soy in all of ourselves. And there's a Kodesh HaKadosh and a Kodesh Gold where nobody else can go. There's Cheder HaYichiv, no one else belongs. And there's the Leil Shabbos, Kodesh Shom Aleichem, it's a Tzeis Chem Shom Malachim, because that Yichiv with us and Hashem, even the Malachim don't belong. We have to realize that we have a Yichud, and that Yichud has to exist with our spouse, with our children, with our Rebbeim, with our friends. We have to love everybody because they are who they are, not for any other reasons. Because we have a Hava for somebody else, HaTuliyah B'davar, the Pshat is we have no Yachet to them, B'etzem, and the Yichud doesn't exist. Our Soyin doesn't match their Soyin, and that's going to be in this battle forever. To realize we have to have a Yichud with ourselves, realize where we're coming from, who we are, what's driving us, what's pushing us, what's driving us in life to do what we're doing, and make sure that all the base of what we do is all B'tahara and Kedusha. We have to realize, to get into that, we talked about Liman HaMoser, his bait did this, where a person cries out to Hashem and opens up his heart to find all that's below him to come back out. We talked about how that all exists, that pnimius of ourselves all exists in this Chosim Shem Bayuchai, lighting the fire of Yiddish and the Shoma, Shem Bayuchai to Gachrayas, to make sure Mashiach would not come earlier, to make sure every Yid had his tikkun. Shabbos Zeichet Taket, this like Ba'omer, the Yom of Shem Bayuchai, the Yom of Pnimius, the Zeichet Taket, the Emes of Pnimius HaAvayda, Pnimius HaAvayda Hashem, Pnimius HaTfilah, Pnimius HaAvayev Torech HaKumecha, Pnimius HaTeira, of Liman HaTeira, but Pnimius, Shabbos Zeichet Taket, that all those Neshomas, the Shem Bayuchai, the Gachrayas, for the need of the Tikkunim, Shetaket, get the Tikkun B'Korev, and Taket, that Psaak, with the Cheshach, Shem, the Oish, Kam Lamaisa, Shabbos Zeichet Taket, that Geula B'Korev, Yemeinu Amen.